It's been a pretty good start. You know, obviously I think 5-3 is our record, and the three games we've lost two of them by 2 points and one by one. So we've been in every game. Probably the effort the boys have been putting in has been the very the thing that's pleased me most. It's been very encouraging.
That's Craig Bellamy, a very well-known voice to SEN listeners, of course, a good friend of the program, and coach of the mighty Melbourne Storm on the first 8 rounds of the season so far on Storm TV via their website. They're sitting third on the table, the Storm, 5-3, points difference ahead of the Cowboys with the same win-loss ratio. Of course, Matty Russell from Fox Sports knows all this. He's our Friday specialist. He's on the line. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Half. Yes, they've been going very, very well, the Melbourne Storm. They should go even better with Billy Slater back in the number one jumper this weekend, but they have to travel to Parramatta Stadium, where the Eels have been hard to toss in recent times.
Yeah, we're going to get to that game because it's back end of the weekend, Sunday afternoon, the Eel Storm game. We're going to talk Friday night footy first up, Matty. It's where we want to go. Broncos tackle the Panthers now. The Broncos have certainly been one of the stories of 2015 in the NRL. They are at home, although the Panthers, they're 4-4. They're just travelling at the moment, okay?
Yeah, they're hanging in the fight while they try and bide time until their stars return, one of whom is Jamie Soward. Expect him to play tonight. He flew to Brisbane. He looks like he's going to play. They're making all the noises as if he's going to play, so I expect he'll come into the halves. Still, the Broncos at home, given their start to the season, I'll go with the home side to beat the Penny Panthers.
What about the next one, Friday Night Footy, the Roosters and the West Tigers? Now, Robbie Farah's playing, he's almost taking a bit more of a back seat with the Tigers these days. Is that a good thing for their team?
It is, because the only reason he's taking a back seat is because the young players around him are putting their hands in the air and saying, let me take some responsibility. Let me deliver some of the key plays. The likes of James Tedesco this week, Anthony Minicello rated him the best fullback in the game at the moment. Kevin Nagama is doing well. Deloise Herta, there's a name for you in the centres. He's been going well. Marty Tapau, his form has been irresistible, especially for the Kiwis last weekend. So plenty of contributors for the Tigers, Half, but I've got to go with the home side, the Roosters. I think they're a little more desperate. I reckon that Mitchell Pearce and James Maloney will be motivated to take more steps towards Origin, and they're in a tough spot, the Roosters. I think they'll lift and win tonight.
Speaking of home sides, normally that gives you some sort of advantage, you would think, but the next game would suggest that is absolutely irrelevant. The Raiders are zipping through at home, I think, and the Titans are 3-1 on the road. This game in Canberra, surely we're tipping the away team here, the Gold Coast Titans.
No.
What?
It starts our Super Saturday on Fox Sports, and they might have been ordinary at home, the Raiders, but, gee, they've delivered on the road, and I think they've built enough road momentum to carry that back to Canberra, GIO Stadium tomorrow. Blake Austin, in great form in the six jumper. I like their back line. The young forwards are lifting. And a couple of key injections for the Raiders this year. Frank Paul Nuasala, Sia Soliola, adding real starts to the forward pack. I think the Raiders, in good form, can beat the Titans, also in good form.
Right, that's okay. We'll have to look into that. I'm going to just forensically analyse that tip through the weekend. The Sharks host the Warriors, Matty. Now, but when you look at the ladder, 13-14 this, or 14-13, depending on the order you want to play. But they're a long way from being bad teams, these two.
You're spot on. That's a great way to put it, Huff. They are a long way from being bad teams. Another game that is so hard to pick. I suppose many people might lean towards the home side. Ben Barber's back in the fullback role. Valentine Holmes did well for the Junior Roos last week. You know about Mick Ennis, Andrew Fifita, etc. But the Warriors, will they travel and win? Form suggests not in recent years, because they haven't won at Sharks Stadium for a long time. But I'm going to lean towards an upset. For some reason, I think the Warriors are going to travel across the Tasman and win this game. Don't ask me why. I feel it in my bones.
Right, that's a good result for Warriors fans. The Cowboys are hosting the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs have sort of got a few players back in recent weeks. Are they finding their mojo?
Yeah, they are. Josh Morris comes back. We can see that Trent Hodkinson will be motivated because of Origin just around the corner, as will Josh Jackson. But the Cowboys, they're on a roll now, aren't they? They're at home. And I think in this instance, you have to stick with North Queensland to win this one.
The Sea Eagles host the Knights in another game this weekend in the NRL. Hard to get a read on the Knights full stop after their pulsating start. Then they've dropped zip and four. And the Sea Eagles are sitting languishing at the bottom of the table. Where do you go here, Matty?
I really don't know, Harth. There's always one game each weekend I just want to stay out of, and this one is it, because both of them have been wildly unpredictable. Firstly, it is going ahead at Brookvale Oval. There was a question mark because last time they played at Brookvale Oval, it looked more like Bondi Beach. There was that much sand on the field. It's up to scratch, we are told. Kieran Foran out for the Seagulls with that pulled hamstring aggravated in the Anzac Test. So that invites the Knights back into the game. Kurt Gidley has announced during the week, the Knights captain, that it's his last season and he's off to England next year. Will there be some sort of honeymoon effect for a few weeks? Maybe. But at Brookvale, I'll go with the Sea Eagles. Don't ask me why.
Sea Eagles at home is not a bad option most times. Now, the Eels host the Storm. We touched on that earlier. The Eels' home record this year is 2-2, so not fantastic form. And we know how the Melbourne Storm have been going of late. Surely we're favourites.
Yeah, your favourites. And even though I'm reluctant to tip a visiting team at Pirtek Stadium, I'm going to on this occasion. Billy Slater back, Cooper Cronk and Cam Smith stinging from that international defeat last weekend. Jesse Bromwich is in too good a form, as are a host of other internationals. There were six of them last weekend. So long as they can come through and play a week later without any hangover effect, the Storm should be all right. But it'll be closer than plenty of people might expect given the form heading into this game. The Parramatta Eels will fight, but the Storm will win. That's my prediction.
Oh, I think that's a perfect prediction for that game. Go Storm. And the last one, Monday Night Footy's a cracker too. Giants of the game, the Rabbitohs and the Dragons. What happens here?
Well, half every week I get set to for not tipping St George Illawarra. People think I have something against them. Despite the fact, as I say, I live in St George Illawarra territory. I love the club. Guess what? I'm not tipping St George.
South Sydney.
I don't think that Adam Reynolds is going to return, despite some conjecture that he will. But John Sutton, alongside Luke Keary in the halves, and I'm going to adopt the same theory I apply to the Roosters. You're talking about the premiers last year, and in the Roosters' case, the year before. Both of them are in a hole. They can't afford to stay there much longer. I just think at ANZ Stadium on Monday night, the Bunnies will prevail. There you go.
Oh, dear me. You're going to upset all my St George fans.
I know. In a low-scoring, dour game, I think the Bunnies will win. And I'll add a little asterisk. I have been so impressed with the Dragons' defence that the way they turned their season around from halftime against Canberra in round three has stunned a lot of people, me included. God's strength to them. I hope they have a great season, but on Monday night, I'm tipping the Bunnies.